Let me just look over my notes really quick.
Look over your notes. Did I ever tell you how I got my Australian accent, how I perfected it?
No.
I spent like a week, because Hugh Jackman is this really talented actor, and so for him to play Wolverine is kind of a waste of talent. Like, if they didn't make, they did some cooler stuff with him towards the end, but he's this very talented, and so I would always do Hugh Jackman, you like, doing one of those, like, crappy interviews where, like, they ask him his process, but he's being really serious about it, but talking about Wolverine. So I just went around for a week, you know, for me, I'm not a man who, I don't know, I had to get myself to the place of saying, Hugh, what's it like to have knives and cutlery coming out of your hands? How do I, as an actor, import that into my tool? So I said to my wife, he's one of these guys that always talks about his wife in an interview. I go, it came to me one night. I said, how can I imagine this? And I tried, you know, said, oh, Hugh, think knives. Just think knives. Try and think, but how can you think knives? And so I said, because Sandra-ish, because that's my wife's name. It's a real name. Look it up. And I said, get me some spoons and forks and or spatulas from the kitchen. And that was when the character clicked for me. I said, if I put them between my knuckles, then I can think knives. I said that for a week. Just. And I said, well, I've never eviscerated a man. So how can I really want to get that emotion. So I went and I made a sandwich and I just kind of ripped it all up. With little spoons in between my fingers.
Ripped it up with spoons.
Ripped it up. You just put spoons in between my fingers and just caught it. And then the character clicked. And it was something that Sidney Lumet said to me. I met him. You know, like, it's so fuck you.
It's so, just like, not a... cool.
Okay, just so people know, because we're starting and we're doing all that shit now. Welcome to Let's Start a Cult Podcast. That is not an inside joke you're not getting. I just really like role-playing and randomly going into telling people they're stuck in a river or pretending I'm stuck in a river. I encourage you to do it at home. It is a lot of fun if you get really into it. Let's start the episode. Oh, we have to look up. I'm gonna have to put this in. Hold on. Let's see. Can you look up on your computer what is smaller than a second?
Millisecond.
Can you look it up, you fucking dickhead?
No.
Look it up.
Because I know it already?
Can you fucking look it up? Because maybe there's something bigger than millisecond, you dumb shit.
Okay. Here we go. Let's see. Orders of magnitude of time.
Correct.
Oh, wow. There's a lot of these, huh?
Oh, wow. There's a lot of these, you ignorant son of a fuck. Smaller than second. Smaller than second.
Let me just find second. Okay, I don't find... I'm trying to find just regular seconds and where that stands.
Just say, what are you talking about? Tell me what you see.
I see everything but regular seconds on this chart.
Okay, so what's below seconds?
No, I don't see seconds. Okay, I got it. Decasecond. Yes. Decasecond.
See, you son of a fuck. I told you there was a different one. Welcome to Let's Start a Cult Podcast, Time Saga, Decasecond Episode, Deepu Edition. Theme song by Freddie Unreal of the Turnbucklers. This the whole time.
I hope you do. Welcome back to Let's Start a Cult Podcast, the anti, or not so anti, but groupthink addressing podcast. We talk about hack thoughts on this show. Thoughts that you may be thinking automatically, but we help you reconsider to think about. This is your host,
well,
R2D.
Let's let people be on the side of what some of the thoughts, the things that people just think that we've gotten rid of in just the past few weeks. We are no longer saying manliness. We're no longer saying... which I'm really trying to get rid of dude and ma'am and sir and Mr. and Mrs. and all
now,
those
dude
weird
is an
genders.
Interesting one. Can I ask you, what's your problem with dude?
Well, without getting into any brand conflicts with other people we've worked with, you know what? I'll be honest, I was very affected by something I did with someone who was trans, and I made this point about the hippie movement, and the hippie movement would call everyone man. This was a way to bring people down to their level. They would call everyone man. That was a part that was not just them being, you know, free and whatever. They would do it purposefully. They would say, you know, hey man, because it was like, oh wow, I didn't think I was from this world, and they're talking to me the same way, mm-hmm. You know, and it was a way to sort of equalize. And a lot of people would come down. It was a great technique because people would come down to hippies' levels. They'd call some authority figure, you know, man. And all of a sudden, instead of this person who should be like, now I've asked you to vacate the properties. And so just because you're, you know, saying these things, a lot of people would come down to their level and they go, hey, man, don't do that. And they go, you know, fuck you, you know, and they'd. The hippie movement made a lot of ground in getting people to be at this base level that we all are. But I brought this up to this person who had only they changed their pronouns quite a while ago, but was transitioning, and they said, no, it doesn't matter. That's not unifying for me. For me, it's not unifying. And so for me, dude is this one that I throw out there for no reason, just to say dude, just to say it. And it brings gender into an equation that doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. I say, that's the other thing when people think I say this. I say, I speak the way I speak on this show everywhere I go. I have more courage than most people do with words. And so I think it's my duty to say them right. I do say fuck at the bank. I do, like, I say shit wherever I want because it's my word to say.
And there's nothing wrong with those words, in your opinion?
No, nothing. Of course not.
No, I'm kind of the same way. I use curse words around my family, and we're okay with it as long as the message is healthy.
Fucking celery. Is that what you mean?
Sometimes.
Bad joke. I'm sorry.
I mean, you were joking, but I was actually, like, dead serious.
Yeah, well, it's not about – it wouldn't be if my family approved or not. I think there's certain words – here's what I'll say at the beginning of this show because it's not my episode, but maybe I'll get into this in my episode. Because this is the idea of understanding groupthink. Show me a kid who heard the word fuck at a young age and is now really fucked up. Show me a child. If you can show me a child who heard the word shit at a young age, and you can tell me that they are all fucked up now from hearing it, I'll stop saying it. But until you show me that, and of course I talk about how, and when I make children's media, I don't use any of these words in those. But that's a different issue. Maybe I'm not as brave in that category, but I don't use them. But show me a kid. I've been saying the word fuck since I was in kindergarten. So that's, what, 5 years old? So nothing's wrong with me in the way that everyone seems to react compared to the way people react to saying the word fuck. I'm not really – show me a kid. Show me an adult who's fucking – hey, guess what I'll show you in return? I'll show you a lot of people that have been fucked up by being called manly or not manly by their parents or not ladylike. I'll show you – I don't even have to look hard. I'll show you those fucking people. I'll show you them right now. You show me a kid that saw a movie before he was supposed to see it. And, you know, all these people with movies too. They go, oh, we need the ratings. Do you? Because show me someone that did something violent because they saw a movie that it wasn't age appropriate for them. Show me a kid that they did something because they
were younger.
All right.
I'm stuck in a river. I can't get out. Please help me. Jesus. Okay. Can
we
start my
episode? It's fine. We will get you out of the river. I am the river robot. Please.
Don't touch me. I would prefer if you can just
to be taken out of the river, press 1. To be left in the river, press 1.
Boop.
I can understand full sentences. Please speak normally. Press 1.
Press 1.
Please speak in complete sentences.
Hello, Mr. Robot, Mr. River Robot. Please, Mr. River Robot, please get me out of here. Please get me out of here. Please stop explaining the word dude to me and how much I shouldn't be using it.
Hmm.
I'm done with that.
I'm not sure I understand.
Dude, you reacted just like my home speaker thing. That was hilarious.
Oh, God. All right. Yeah, because those are working well. Oh, I bought this $400 robot. It talks to me, really? I made a joke on Twitter about those stupid fucking things, and I know you have one, so I'm not shy. I made a joke and I said, buy the new, you know, whatever thing you have. I think I made fun of a specific one. And I was like, these, I'm talking about these home robots that you can talk into. Let's say Alexa, because whatever. So I said, buy the new Alexa. It can set timers and set timers. It can even set timers. It can also set timers. Like, that's all it does. All it does is go, okay, I've got, how many timers are people, what are you people boxing all day? Okay, 3 minutes, even if it's, what are you doing?
All right.
Even so we've got those are it is absolutely true. Even in the last week we've just gotten rid of those fairly simple groupthink things. So Deepu, let's get into it.
All right. Well, this topic this week, no cold open. We're just going to get into it.
Didn't we already open the show?
Kind of. The topic this week, and you're going to have a lot of fight back on this. I can feel it already. It's going to be about how we perceive grandparents. Now, I know it's a very, you know, for a lot of people, it's going to be like, I love my grandparents. They're the
Deepa thinks I have a grandparent bit loaded. I tried it at a mic. It doesn't work. So just so you know, this is going to be fresh stuff.
Okay. Yes. You have grandparents. I assume everyone has grandparents.
Technically, yeah, I guess.
Yep. But we do look at them oftentimes with the lens of, oh my God, they're such sweet people. They're such old
sweet
people.
No, this was the bit. No, wait, hold on. Deepu, this was the bit I told you doesn't work. You were going to do my bit? I tried that bit at a mic. It doesn't.
What bit are you talking about? I've been trying to shit on grandmas for a long time. I've tried this bit. Hey, you shot this bit down.
Wait, hold on. We actually have to pause comic wise.
I mean, depends who
you are. What are you going to say about old people? We had to take a quick comics break. But no, I'm going to. You will never convince me I shouldn't say dickhead.
I just think we should all put old people in a cage or something.
Well, I agree with that. Why should we put them in a cage?
Their values are dated. There's no recovering them. Fixing them.
Do you meet a lot of old people that have dated values?
Yes. Yes, I do, actually.
Well, call them out. Let's do it.
I try. And they're so beyond
repair.
Who?
Who?
Can I? I'll fucking tell you. You know what happened? Yeah. I was walking my dog around the block. Okay?
Now, how old's your dog?
Why is that relevant?
Well, we're talking about age. How old's your dog?
Okay. Well, my dog. Okay. My dog might be old enough to be a grandfather.
How old? How old is your well a grandfather? A grandfather dog is probably about 9. That's probably the minimum amount of years that takes. How old's your dog?
I've had my dog since 2008. So it's
13. It's 15. 2008. You said so. It's 12.
Yes, 12 in human years.
12 in human years. That's a very old dog. I say throw it out. I think you're right.
You know what? I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna throw it out. His values are probably pretty dated.
Do it now.
Our dog's values, I mean, I don't really know my dog's values. I mean, that's not really the issue here.
Of course you don't.
Actually, I do know my dog's values.
Fucking talking about this. Like,
I actually do know my dog's
values.
Please
go on.
All right. I was walking my dog around the block. And then this grandma comes out of her house and blocks me from crossing.
You know she's a grandma, how?
She had her son there and her grandson there, and she pointed them out to me.
Shut me up. Okay.
Yep. She came out with all three generations like some sort of Russian hat doll thing, and then she stopped me from walking.
You heard him right, ladies and gentlemen. Russian hat doll. Go on.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Russian doll, not hat doll. Sorry. Doll. There's no hats involved, but they could use some because they're fucking cold.
Shut
over there.
Up. Right. I don't mean to bother you. Hold on. I don't mean to bother you. I'm stuck in this river. Could you please? Sorry, I know you look like a very busy man.
You know, I'm so glad you're stuck in there. I just learned how to tie a lasso. Grab on.
Okay, just don't lasso me. I was lassoed in a previous life, and I didn't like it. But I might like it in this life. So go ahead, lasso me.
You could use it in this life. Get
you're
in here.
Cute. What's your name? Okay, and it worked. He's out of the river.
Okay, great.
Okay, so.
All right, so the grandma blocks me from walking in front of her home.
Good. Were you walking on her yard?
No, I was on her sidewalk.
Okay.
Going across, just walking my dog. Dog wasn't on her grass. Dog wasn't on her
grass. The dog was on her grass.
Was not on her grass. It was not pooping. It wasn't peeing. She came out of her house and stood in front of me and put her hand out and said, "Do not cross. Do not go on my property. Go turn around. Get off my property."
On the sidewalk?
Yeah.
And you said, "Oh, I'm just walking on the sidewalk." Of course, you were very nice about it.
Yes, I took it very candidly. I was like, "Hey, are you serious right now?" And then I just tried to go around.
No. You did not take it candidly. Are you serious right now? You said, "I'm just walking on the sidewalk." Surely, that's what everybody says in the beginning to point out that it's not their property. Are you serious? Is not really an understanding response.
I think the "are you serious" statement equates to, "This is public property. What the fuck are you doing?"
I don't think so. I think you're giving people too much credit to understanding what your intentions are.
Okay, and what are her intentions?
To keep you off of her lawn, because probably other people shit on her lawn. Dogs shit on her lawn.
She
yeah.
blocked me. She started.
So you said, I'm telling you already where I disagree. So she blocked you from coming towards her property, and she said, do not cross. And you said, are you serious? Okay, keep going.
And then, okay, so I tried to go around her, and then she cut in front of me, and then she cut in front of me.
Surely
again.
Not on the street.
No, this is still all on the walking grounds. You know,
okay.
You know, I tried to go around her.
Did you ask
the other way.
What was going on?
I said, what's your problem?
You can say if you cursed, I yell at people.
I didn't say, actually, okay, I'll tell you what. This all happened to my mom, and I'm trying to, like, put myself in those shoes, so.
Why are you lying?
Because okay, you weren't going to care. You were going to say you're in a river for fucking 10 minutes.
No, I was not going to say that. I would have cared if it was your mom.
I hope so, because I cared, and that's some fucking bullshit. There's plenty of people that walk their dogs in front of her house, and she doesn't have an issue with them, but the moment an Indian lady...
How do you know that? How do you know that?
Because
hold on.
A lot of dogs on this block, and it's never come up with anyone else before, okay? It's
again,
never come up with anyone
again,
else before.
Again, I've said this on other episodes. Are you basing this on nothing? Where did you get that idea? What stats have you taken?
I haven't taken stats, but who...
Listen, she might be a fucking racist. I'm sure she's a fucking racist.
Thank you. That's what I'm trying to get at.
I'll say this in general. I'm sure she's not a great person. But all I'm saying is, don't make this about she doesn't stop other people from crossing on the sidewalk.
How can I not make it about that? She blocked one
person. Because you don't know that she doesn't do that.
Well, in all my years of being on that block and not seeing that kind of behavior before is kind of my taking that stat. Me taking that measurement.
No, that's
little did
anecdotal.
I know.
So you creep sit around looking at this woman's sidewalk all day?
Oh, ever since.
Ever since.
Yeah.
So, but you don't know yet. Show me again. I'm willing to say if it happens twice, then you're right. But don't say that you don't know. Don't say you know when you clearly don't know. Mm. Look, it's not a great experience for your mom, but I'll tell you, I'll open up to you.
She
in a
was
way
upset.
That I guarantee you. I want to show because I'm often the other person.
This is a water fountain shit.
I don't know what that is. Oh, ew. No, it's not. I'll tell you the other way of it, where it did not involve race, and I'll tell you why I sympathize. I lived in an apartment that I fucking hated, and one of the reasons I hated it was because it was near a suburban environment, and you had to take out your own trash. The trash cans were ill-managed. I ended up having to buy my own at great expense to myself. And people didn't respect that you had your own trash cans. Now, initially, I could understand if the building has a lot of trash cans, but I had to take them out myself, which if you live in an apartment, nobody has to fucking do. And so I had to take the trash and it had my apartment number on it. Now, surely when there's trash cans provided by the management, you'd think, okay, people might go into different trash cans. But it was not that way. It was not a communal bunch of trashes and then everybody took out one each week. You had specific ones to you and I would run out of trash. I would run out of space in my trash, okay? It was horrible. And then I bought, and the people in the building were pigs. They would leave stuff out. It was disgusting. I bought my own trash can. They still put stuff in it. I would run out of space in my trash. And then, of course, you're left to put trash on the street, which attracts animals, which I don't want, okay?
All right, those are all reasonable things.
Yeah, those are all reasonable, but I'll show you how I'm going to be like this other woman. I'm on the street one day, and my trash is out, and someone comes along walking their dog, and they put their trash in my trash can. And I stop them. And I go, hey, did you just put your trash in my trash can? And I'm not, like, violent with them, but I'm angry. They're like, yeah. And I was like, you know, you're not allowed to do that. Now, am I saying that that law is perfect? No. That's not a perfect law to say that you can't use each other's trash or whatever. But it's a law that you're not supposed to put things in other people's trash. It's their property. And I happened to be in a place where that law benefited the fuck out of me because I was running out of space in my trash and it was disgusting that I would run out of space. So I got offended that this person who was being privileged and just using my trash can and couldn't hold their thing until they saw a public trash, like it was clearly, it had a number on it. It was clearly not their thing. And I was like, you're not supposed to do that. Don't use my trash can. She was like, what, you're going to stop me from using your trash can? I go, yeah, it's a law. It's a law. And she goes, Well, I'm not from this country. I go, bullshit, you're not from this country. You're not from it. It doesn't matter. Even if you are from this country, I'm telling you, it's a law. You can look it up. It's fucking law. Now, am I saying this is me at my best moment? No, but I'm saying this is me at being frustrated, and this person had no empathy for me, okay? They showed no empathy for me when I started with saying,
let me ask you
please
something.
Not do that.
Let me ask you something. What were they putting in your trash can? A little bag of dog poop, right?
Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because then that person thinks why this was an issue, and this was an issue with the, which, you know, goes down to conservationism. Everybody, when they go to Hawaii or they go to the Galapagos or they go to the national park, they want to take a rock out. They want to take a tree out with them. Well, if every person that visited took a rock and a tree, there would be nothing there. So it goes to that idea of passing the buck onto someone. What? I only did this one little thing. Okay, well, then get rid of littering fines. If you really don't think that one person throwing out trash is a problem, well, then get rid of littering, because it surely isn't a problem that you're doing it. And it was that everybody was being this way, and I would have to confront people all the time. It's that this person will walk by again my trash, which I'm not home all the time to take my trash in immediately, and throw it in there. That is, was about establishing it. Now, I'm not saying this person was – the idea that someone would cut you off on a sidewalk is ridiculous. But there is a side of this where she might have a thing where she goes, everybody keeps shitting on my lawn. I don't know what it is. And maybe there's some pheromone thing that every dog shits on that lawn, and so then every dog shits on that lawn.
I'm kind of with them on this. I think they should be – I mean, it's not about the law. It's about common sense. You're not emptying the can.
No. Trash. Excuse me.
Garbage man is emptying
the can.
Excuse me.
Yeah. Ignore common sense. Because I'm telling you, I had an issue in which I was running out of trash space. I was running out of room in my trash can. And then I was left coming back to a property where trash was strewn about, either because an animal did it or because someone had to leave their trash out and the bag breaks because of weather.
So
ignore common sense. Ignore the fact that I'm telling you, as this property owner, the law here benefited me. As someone living on this property, the law here benefited me, and it was a problem. So ignore stupid common sense, because I addressed them. I said, don't use the trash can. It's not your trash can to use.
All right. That's a fair point. These are all fair
points. So it's not about whether or not it's okay, whether if maybe I'd been in a situation where it didn't matter as much, I might have been more empathetic. It had to deal with the fact that it was an issue. It was an ongoing issue. And now that person, the idea was they didn't take it graciously. There was a great way in which I came up to them. I was like, hey, please don't use my trash can. And they were nice about it. But it was the idea that this person took it as a fuck you thing. And they decided to rebel instead of saying, well, yeah, I don't have to use that person's trash can.
Well, I mean, that was ultimately what my family and I did when we walked our dog. We just never go in front of that person's house anymore. So I think we're on the same page.
But I'm not saying that person's totally right. I'm saying maybe the story is being relayed to you in a way that she didn't ask, why are you not letting me walk on the sidewalk? Or maybe she didn't understand. So I'm not saying the blame is fully with either of them. I'm not taking anyone's side. I'm saying there was no communication, which was the same with this person. I told them, please don't use my trash can. And they took it as this offense. Like, I'm just throwing my dog. And then I got really angry at them.
Because
I don't want to make myself look better. I really yelled at them. I don't think it's appropriate to do on the show. But it was after I initially said, please don't use my trash can. You're not allowed to just use people's trash cans. That was my initial. And then they came back with this ton of resistance that made no sense, because they really weren't supposed to do it. I'm not from this country. Okay. If I knocked on your door and said, look, I got this dog shit, can I put it in your trash? Can I come in your kitchen and put my dog shit in your trash? Would you do it?
Well, I would say throw it in my outdoor trash, please.
Oh, no. In this case, you don't own an outdoor trash.
Oh, then no.
You only have a kitchen garbage.
I would say
And that's all I want to do. Excuse me. All I want to do is put it in your kitchen garbage. So I come up to the door. Can I throw my dog shit out in your kitchen garbage?
Oh, why? That's highly peculiar. So I
yeah,
would,
yeah. Can I do it?
No, I'd rather not.
What? I have this dog shit and I want to put it in. It's you have a garbage.
Nah, find another one. It's a big world out
no!
there.
No, I want to come in and throw my shit in there. It's rude. It's rude. Yeah. Now this woman didn't list any of those things, but I said to this woman, even in being angry, I was like, do you not see that you're literally putting shit in a trash that someone doesn't want you to put it in? Don't you think at a certain point you should be – I'm not saying this was the best moment, and I do get upset at people. But I was like, I said to the person, you're literally putting shit in my trash can that I don't want there. Don't you think there's a certain point in which you become gracious and apologize? No, I want to throw my shit wherever I want, because there's people like that. Your mom, I doubt, is like that. I doubt your mom would have let the dog shit on the yard. And definitely wouldn't have let it be not cleaned up. But you know what? It's her yard. But she didn't. She fucked up too. She didn't explain anything.
Didn't explain anything. Just leered out her front door like the piece of garbage that she is. Waiting for minorities to bring their canines around.
Well, can I ask you a question? Would you do this for me? Because I know you live very close to your parents.
Mm-hmm.
This woman obviously has nothing to do.
I would love to interview her.
You don't have to bring a mic. I want you to go and knock on her door and say, "Hey, my name's Deepu. My mom was very upset. She didn't understand why you didn't let her cross onto your sidewalk. Your sidewalk's public property. Just wanted to ask. We want to be good neighbors. I want to ask what that was about so that we don't upset you, because you know she doesn't want to be afraid to walk anywhere. And I would encourage you that if she asks amicably, or you know, if you can be nice about it, and if you can be understanding for a while, I think at a certain point you can say to her, you know, and this is where you can tell whether old people are racist or not. You go, you know, she was so upset by it, she actually thought you were racist. She thought it because she just didn't understand. And at that point, you'll see the person's true character. You know what I mean? She mm-hmm. might be a racist. I don't disqualify people for being racist.
What if she pulls out a gun, though? I'm a little worried about that.
Well, I'll tell you this about old.
Get
I'll tell you this about
my fucking hair property.
I'll tell you this about old people. I doubt she's a good shot.
And I have time. I have time.
If
to
she's
run.
Old enough for you to call her old, I have a hard time believing she has a good shot. There's lots of old people that are a good shot, but I have a hard time believing you're not gonna get. Are you really worried about getting shot?
That's the first thing I imagined when you started describing me going to her house for an interview.
You're not interviewing her. I think you're being a nice neighbor.
She's going to be threatened by me recording the conversation by holding a
I
microphone
said
to her face.
Not to fucking record it. Did you not hear my first goddamn
but
instruction?
But why the hell? I mean, if I
just
did this,
do it to
I would
find
have...
out about society to protect your mother. If you see, this is how I know you're fucking shiftless. You do this all the time. If you're genuinely concerned your mom lives near an Indian-hating racist, then you would go and do this just to protect your mom.
All right, just wait him out. Wait him out. It's a grandma. Wait them out.
People say that, but there's a lot of old people making real headway in the racist divisions of the world. They really are. They really are the leaders in a lot of these cases. I would go ask, what are you afraid of? Oh, you wimp. What is she going to do?
You know, I'm going to go right now. I'm going to bring this microphone.
No. Don't bring a microphone. Just go and be like, I know, I don't.
I'm
please,
knocking on the
please,
door.
Please, I'm stuck in this river. Please, please help me. I haven't, sir. I haven't eaten for 5 hours.
Ooh,
and I'm starting to get.
What are you
peckish.
Craving, buddy? What are you craving? I'll get it for
just,
you.
I guess I can stay in the river if you get me food.
You know,
but
I'm feeling generous. I just got a paycheck today. What do you want?
Last meal. No, you gotta help me out.
Ooh, I mean, I can help you, or you can have your last meal. I mean, one or the other.
Are you gonna kill me? I'm not dying. It's just been.
Well,
5
you'll just drown. I mean, you have your last meal. You enjoy the water. You drown.
It's a tiny river. Are you gonna drown me?
I might, because you're kind of annoying me
well,
right now.
Well, then I don't, then keep, oh gosh, get away. Go away from me.
All right, cool, see you later. All right, so he's still in the river. Anyway, so are we done here? Is that it?
That guy's stuck there.
Did we cover, did we solve grandma's? Wait him out?
No.
Wait 10 years?
You ageist fuck. No, the solution is for you. Why, seriously explain why you wouldn't go talk to her.
Because I don't think she's going to grow from this experience. She's not going to change. She's going to be...
And you decided that.
Yeah. Yeah, I did.
You're fighting lack of communication with more lack of communication.
Because I've tried to communicate with old people before. They can't keep up, man.
Bullshit.
Their wiring is too locked in.
Bullshit. What's the oldest person you work with?
Oldest person I've worked with, I had a client that is 75.
And obviously that went insanely. What are you talking about? Come on.
I'm a live stream producer. He needed a live stream done. I set him up.
Okay, and it was great, and it went fine, right?
Yeah, yeah, it was an awesome experience. Except.
So what are you talking about? Seriously convince me why you wouldn't go talk to her. Because from my end, you're saying my mom
because
didn't
she's
ask any questions.
Her son.
And so
she's
I'm not going
to tell her.
Okay, so then talk to her son. Listen, if the lesson is stay away from this house, then that'll be the lesson at the end of the day. You're not so fragile that you can't go ask. You're a people person. You're an entertainer. No. Right now, you've created a world of danger, haven't you?
Oh,
you don't see that, right?
Oh, yeah.
You created a possibly imagined world of danger. All that can happen, you believe this woman could shoot you, right? So all that can happen is actually a positive, because the worst that happens is she's still a dangerous old woman who hates you, right? So that's, you've already made it the worst. So all that can happen by going is that it gets better, is that it's like, oh no, we just had the sidewalk paved.
I would be so pissed if you were right about this. I kind of like the anger. I kind of like the hanging on to this anger. It fuels me.
Well, let me say this. This is what's great about facts. is if you go and you're right, then you get justifiable anger and you can hang on to it forever. Right now, I have ammunition to say you might be wrong, yeah, right?
That's true.
But if you go and you're right, well, then fuck Mike. Mike was wrong.
Hold on. My mom's calling right now. Should we have her talk about this?
I mean, does she want to? Will she?
I don't.
Is this real?
Yeah, this is real. Hello?
Speaker.
Sociology, how are you, Ma?
Tell her okay. She's on the air.
Right? I'm doing a podcast right now. We're talking about the time that lady around the block blocked you on the sidewalk. Do you mind talking about that?
You don't need to yell. Turn her volume up.
I'm talking about the time and the lady around the block blocked you on the sidewalk.
Yeah. Remember that time?
I don't know. I don't remember.
You were walking the dog. And this lady, remember...
Stop yelling, Tipu.
Okay. You were walking around the block and, with the dog, and this lady, she blocked you from going on her sidewalk. Remember that?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So what did you say to her when she first stopped you?
Stop fucking yelling.
I just can't recall the whole story, but whatever vague memories I have, I will just tell you. I was just walking the dog, and I know it's an Italian neighborhood. That the whole block is Italian neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And I know her lawn is clean, is good. And we were not on her lawn. We were on the sidewalk where the city trees are. And my just small dog wanted to do number one. And she came out and she said, take this dog away from my home. You can't do anything over here. He said, he's just a dog and we are not on your lawn. No, get out from here. The way she yelled from her front door, from her porch, it was really bad. And really, I felt very, very bad on that day. I don't know how can people do that. And either they're not human beings or they don't love animals. There's something wrong with them.
Did
she
ask?
They're sitting home all day long and they don't see the beautiful world outside.
Wow.
So... people should come out every day, rain or snow or cloudy or sunny. They should come out and see the beautiful world.
Well, I don't think the world's beautiful, but can you ask her questions for me, Deepa?
Yeah, I have some questions for you, Mom. I have some questions for you.
How does she know the whole block is Italian?
How do you know the whole neighborhood is Italian?
I've been living here from 1998.
And she takes a census?
17 years we are living in this neighborhood.
Yeah.
I'm not sure, but I'm partly sure.
You're partly sure.
And so do you know this woman was Italian?
Sure that, yes.
You at least know they're Catholic, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Why does she know? Why?
How do you know that? Because you see some signs on their house?
They don't sit outside or
It's blatantly racist.
They just want to, just barely reading anything and they're sitting outside on their long chairs.
Has she gone back and tried to find out what's wrong?
Have you tried to talk to this lady since?
No.
Do you think we should?
I think she moved away. She passed away or she moved away, I think.
Damn it. Okay.
She sold the house.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for your time, Mom. I appreciate it. Okay. I have to go.
Are you on the air?
Yeah, we're on the air. We're on the air, yeah.
Oh, my God. I love you, Sonny. I love you.
Bye. Okay, bye.
We love you.
And there you go.
Very nice of her, but you saw.
Yeah,
there's a couple things left out of that.
I definitely changed the story around to make it a little juicier.
The dog was already pissing.
Yeah.
I love animals. I love them more than people really, I think more than people are comfortable with. You know, I am one of those people that will say that my ferret is, one of my best friends. Mm-hmm. He really, really is. We share a bond that's very special. I love animals. I fight for animals. I'm not too crazy about any animal pissing and shitting near me. I'm not too crazy about it. I don't think that. So already I could see how someone who doesn't have a dog, even if they know that it does happen, I can see them reacting at all. I can see someone reacting. And your mom colored it with a little bit of prejudice. before you did.
She just dropped the fucking eye bomb, even though I was thinking it the whole time.
Well, yeah, she just kind of decided that. Now, again,
she's being real. I think she did take a census.
Well, I'll say this. She, as a person of color, certainly has a better perspective on the way that feels more than I, who choose not to, who has the luxury of appearing in a way that I don't have to identify myself to people, or that someone doesn't assume my appearance identifies it. But I've had it in very tiny amounts where somebody thinks I'm something and they say something.
Right.
But
no, you're wrong. You're right. You're right.
But she has. I'm not going to question her on that. But you saw that if the story was going to get colored as racism. I shouldn't say colored in this conversation. if it was going to be tinted that way, she had already brought a tint with her, justifiably or not.
Yep. No,
she'd brought that tint with her.
She saw that white skin and thought the devil was coming after her.
And she did, and she was very understanding. I think more than you. I think she was like, this woman doesn't do anything.
It's
she actually brought the race. Here's what I'm saying. She brought the race stuff in for almost no reason. All of her reasons for not enjoying her were that she sees this woman just sits inside all day and does nothing. And as someone who sits inside all day, I resent that. We have a new sponsor for the show that you'll hear a lot of. Why will you hear a lot of them? It's The Kicker Blog. TheKickerBlog.wordpress.com is a great blog. How do I know they're great? I actually do vlogs for them. It's a really great site. They're a part of another company that does, you know, aftermarket inspections on cars. But the blog itself is really great. It's all about a world in which car shoppers find the best vehicle for their money without any hassle. What do I do for it? I do articles about car accessories. I do some really fun stuff. I talk about how I hate suction cups. It's the same show. It's just as funny, but at thekickerblog.wordpress.com. Go check it out. It's a great website. Don't, that was, you've gone too far. Thoughts on keeping,
oh my God.
Thoughts on keeping your toilet, your toothbrush in the bathroom. Where do you keep your toothbrush?
In the bathroom, because I'm a normal human.
With the poop and everything?
Oh, fuck you.
Well, but this is what I'm saying, is that people don't think about it. Is if I said, okay, here are some stuff you put in your mouth. Where do you want to store these? You would go, probably anywhere but the bathroom. if I didn't tell you it was a toothbrush, if I said, here's some things you're going to shove in your mouth, you go, where do you want to put them? You go, just don't put them where I poop.
Are you, like, super OCD?
Well, I have regular OCD, but we can talk about groupthink theory. I used to be, you know, I'm trying to get a part of the Justice League to become super OCD. I have OCD, but that has nothing to do with, I'm not OCD about clean things. That wouldn't necessarily bother my OCD. That just bothers my sense of hygiene. I will say this, though, as a part of groupthink that we didn't get to. Hey, everyone, stop saying OCD. Or any meant, stop saying illnesses that don't apply. Just cut it out. You look strange. The one that I first got offended on it before I even had to deal with OCD was people would say they had a panic attack, and I go, have you ever seen someone have a panic attack? It's so offensive on its face. You know what
well,
I mean?
Like, well, first of all, are you saying I was saying OCD and it didn't apply?
Yes. You want to know how I knew? You want to know how I knew? You said super. Not generally a medical term we use.
Hold on a second. Did you invite me on here for roast number one? And second of all,
no, it's not. Hold on. It's not a roast, but this is part of, you know, the show is about. Let me explain the show in a way that makes sense. It's actually easiest to explain to a comedian. It's actually harder to explain to non-comedians. A hacky joke, right? A hacky joke is a joke that. What's a hacky? Explain as a comedian what a hacky joke is.
Something that has been done to death.
Has been done to death, and you're not adding anything to it. You're just doing it. You're not thinking. This show is about hacky thoughts. This show is about thoughts that everybody thinks, but in reality are not really there. So part of my philosophy on it is the conversation is not always comfortable. I don't really like podcasts where people come on and go, well, let's just all be friends. Well, you know, we can all be friendly. But if I disagree with something someone says, part of not having those hacky thoughts is I expect from people that come on the show to do it, And I expect them to know. Anyone I talk to, I expect people to challenge something that is maybe conventional. So asking if I was super OCD, you know, my therapist has never used the term super to describe my OCD, so I don't know that it's a medical term. But I was pointing out to people, you know, maybe using those words for stuff that doesn't really apply. You know, I am anal, which is the word that we use a lot, but that has nothing to do with what triggers my sickness, you know, which is a minor obsessive compulsive thing. So you just walked into a trap a little bit in calling me OCD. But
yes, I do feel trapped. Yes, that's a good way of putting it.
But it's about challenging these thoughts, just as I'm saying, where do you put things that go in your mouth that you might not think about it all the time? I am going to take the time to stop and go, well, maybe we don't. So why are you in favor of keeping things in the bathroom?
Oh my God.
We always come back to it, Daryl.
I did not know that this was going to be, I was going to have to really take a strong stance on this.
This is the only thing you'll have to take strong stances on this show. Every other thing we can we're fine with loose stances on. Bad toothbrushes? You better have a goddamn answer. One way, don't be a fence sitter. So what's your stance on, So what's your stance on keeping toothbrushes in the bathroom? You wouldn't change it for the world? Now that I've said you keep it there with the poop, you're not going to change it?
I might change it. That's why I said to you, you have a good point. I was processing. That's an interesting thing about you. You're very like, whoa, we got to go quick. And I'm like, you're a lot to take in.
Well, slow down then. I'll tell you a slow story. I was traumatized, I think. This didn't change my situation on it. But I'm a big fan of infomercials. And I've never been able to – if someone finds it, they better tweet it to me. There is a infomercial. I'll watch the whole thing. I don't want a clip. I only want the infomercial if you can find the half an hour one, okay? Mm-hmm. Mario Lopez, a name at the time that was not big anymore. He was the kid who was on – you know, he had not done other stuff. He was not a name in entertainment anymore. He had slipped off the radar. Did an infomercial, as many people do, like the one where who's the African-American gentleman who – did the show that was like Maury, where he talks to people.
Montel.
You can check out Montel Williams selling you a fake a blender that can cure cancer. That's a pretty offensive thing that we don't like to bring up a lot. There's a lot of product endorsements that are pretty offensive. But this was not offensive, in my opinion. This was one of the craziest inventions I'd ever seen. And it makes me think about this issue a lot. Mario Lopez was on a commercial which endorsed a product which sanitized your toothbrush in between uses. So you would take your toothbrush out, put it in this sort of chamber, and it would sanitize your toothbrushes. Now, one of the more traumatic parts of the entire series is not that they're saying, you've got a toothbrush, it's this thing that you use all the time, you should sanitize it, was that the commercial insisted that one of the main reasons you need it was because you kept your toothbrush in your bathroom, and every time you flush a toilet, the particles from the toilet went everywhere, which on its face is a – and they kept doing this black light thing where they were showing like, look, it goes everywhere. Now, that's where my hygiene thing doesn't get out of control. I go, well, obviously there's poop all over a bathroom. But the idea that they set this setup and at no point during this commercial, during this infomercial, which was like an hour to a half an hour, depending on what channel you watched it on, that no point said, why do we keep showing, surely if someone's concerned about the sanitariness of their toothbrush and you keep showing this poop exploding from blacklight from the toilet, surely the answer is to keep the toothbrush in another room. No one asked that. And they would just keep showing like, look at how much crap is everywhere in your bathroom. It's like, okay, well then brush your teeth in the kitchen, which is where I brush my teeth. But no one asked that on that commercial. They just kept showing, like, look at the danger your toothbrush is in from all this crap.
Yeah. You really get into some specific details there.
How do you feel about crap? Let's start with toothbrushes, and then we'll get into how you feel about crap. What were you going to say?
Wow.
Right now?
How do I feel about crap?
No, what were you going to say about my specific details about the toothbrush thing? Do you think you'll change it? Honestly, you don't have to say you will. You don't need to appease me.
Yeah, I probably won't. I'm not going to change it, but I hear your point because it doesn't affect me as emotionally as it affects you.
But it's not, maybe it's not necessarily emotionally, but there is a logic thing there that, that I think is funny, that we're you're resistant to do it, even though it doesn't make a ton of sense to keep in that room. You know?
Yeah.
You could keep it in, you could keep it by your table. Like, where do you keep your pills? Well, your pills are in a bottle. Where do you keep Advil? Do you keep it in the bathroom?
Yes.
That's in a bottle. That's not a good example. Where else? I think that's it, is that we don't have a place to show it off. If you had like a vase for it, if you had something nice in the middle of the room, it would look nice, wouldn't it? It would look great in the middle of the room. Why not change it? Why not? Why, in knowing that that this is a place to go to the bathroom, why not move it?
I'm just not going to.
Are you a creature of habit in general?
Yeah, and also like I definitely, it's a habit, but also like control. Like I like to have control over it, like it, like moving it. If I moved into the kitchen, I would think of you every time, and I would just be like, I would feel like I was doing what you wanted me to do.
What I said to do.
Yeah,
right.
I don't like that.
Listen, man, it is not my job as the son to take these things reasonably. It is my job as the son to be the enforcer and to make sure that no one.
But
is
you didn't, you coward. You didn't go and confront the woman.
I will now. I'm gonna go to her grave.
She's
and
gone. Yeah.
Dance on it.
She's gone. You could do some investigation. I would love if you did some investigation.
Eyewitness News. We interview the lady's family to find out if
some of those news places do that shit though.
Yeah, they do. They go.
Sir, are your gym memberships less expensive now? Sir, they even do it as like a good thing, but they still have to chase them. Sir,
was your nana a bad person? Was your nana a bad person?
Sir, are you now giving tomatoes and lettuce for free on sandwiches? Sir. They won't answer the questions. It's like, wait, that sounds good.
They refused to comment.
Refusing to comment on any of it. Sir, someone said that you gave them free French fries because they got the order wrong. Sir?
Ooh.
Tonight at 11. Will I get this toy car removed from my throat? Only the doctors will know. I got a little Hot Wheel in there. And when I drink hot water, it goes from purple to white.
My
tonight
point is...
My
point is, grandmas, you know, we are told that they should be loved. We are told that they should be respected.
This had nothing to do with that.
And I am here to tell you that they
that
should
they
be.
Should. They should be loved and respected.
They should be neither. They should be neither. Ask yourself this. Ask yourself this. How good is grandma's food really? How good is grandma's food really? We throw the descriptor around like grandma used to make. And you know what when I hear that, you know all
a
I hear?
A lot of your beliefs are based on like
expressions that are used
aphorisms
in restaurants.
And cliches. Yeah, it's really weird.
Restaurant slogans.
It's not actually real life a lot of the time. Yeah.
I hear like grandma used to make all the time. Oh, my the grandma, just like my grandma used to make. It's
On its face, it's fucking disgusting. Did you know that's like the number one way you get food poisoning is from home cooking that people don't wash their hands?
Yeah,
because grandma goes and takes a dump, yep. And then she comes into the kitchen and she cooks for you because she's in such a rush. Or you come and your kids and you've got shit on your hands because you're kids and you give grandma a hug and she hugs you and pinches you. Little did she know you haven't wiped your hands and we haven't wiped your ass and washed your hands in 6 months because mm-hmm. you don't really know how yet. Yeah. And that's going right into the stew. That's the number one way people get – it's seriously the number one way. The fecal oral route is –
I love how you know – you just throw out these facts and I just believe you. You know, I throw out facts. You don't believe me. You throw out facts. I have to believe you.
I made a photo book. I did a photo project where I was talking about how I eat grossly, and I did a little bit of research on food poisoning because I've gotten confirmed food poisoning. And so, in other words, that I didn't just say it. A doctor tested my fluids and said, "Yeah,
and
you
so
have
this
food
is your
poisoning.
Grandma not washing her hands right."
No, actually. It's a fun story. I think I've told it once before. They like investigated. It was really odd. And like it had to be multi-state because it was during a time when I went home to visit my parents and was living in New York. Mm-hmm. And like I got calls from two different not the FDA, whatever the local version of it. And they called me and they, you know, they had to go and check all the places I ate, and I had eaten out a lot recently, and they like sent someone. And so I made this photo book of like me that I eat like sandwiches with, I like ketchup sandwiches, and I took pictures of them, and I did some research on food poisoning. That's how I know it. I don't just know that offhand. And so home cooking is a really common way you get food poisoning.
Well, anyway, when I hear the expression like grandma used to make, all I hear is we've made no effort to improve our recipe for 20 years.
Oh, I'm down with that. Yeah. I'm fine with that.
We hung it up. We're done. The grandma, she did okay.
I'll give it to you this way. That will never get me to go to your restaurant. It's like grandma's cooking. It's like, usually like home cooking looks like shit. And I would very much like someone that like studied this and, you know, made this their life.
Yeah. Coincidentally enough, Italian grandma's the one grandma.
No! How do you think that good racism is good?
It has good in it.
Hello.
Yes. You're in a river?
I'm the river robot. I am done now. There's nobody in the river. Please take me out of the river. Please take me out of the river.
I wish I could, but you're electronic. Hello. And you've killed all the fish around you.
Well, that's their fucking fault.
I'm surprised you haven't malfunctioned.
Hello. I am Craignald, the robot river, here to help you out of the river. Your river removal time is over. Please remove Craignald from the river.
All right, let me get my rubber gloves.
Hello,
on.
I am Craignald.
All right, let's go.
I didn't understand that.
All right, let's go.
Could you say that again?
Doesn't matter.
I don't see any context.
I'm turning
under
your
that.
Volume down. Let's go. Let's go.
I don't volume up. Search the internet for did you want
Alexa,
I can
mute.
I can set a timer.
Craignald,
would
mute.
You like me to set a timer? How long will that take you? All I can do is have a timer. Would you like to time that?
Oh, you would be laying into me if I mentioned Alexa. This is so unfair.
Alexa, call my mother.
Would you like me to time how long that takes?
Alexa, order Chinese food.
Okay, I'll see how fast that guy is.
Alexa, look up Hall and Oates.
Did you want me to time all their songs? I will play all their songs and see how long it takes. Total playlist time.
Ask me other stuff as Alexa's stuck in a river, and I'll relate it to time.
Alexa,
yeah?
What are the...
huh?
Why is the sky blue?
The sky has been blue for 15 seconds now.
Alexa, why are pancakes round?
Huh? You talk to me?
Why are pancakes round?
Clocks are round.
It just comes back to time.
Some of them. Keep doing it.
Hey, Google, what?
Yeah, what? What do you want? I'm busy.
How busy are you?
I gotta do something in 15 minutes. Then I'm going to the park for 10 minutes. Then I'll urinate for 45 seconds.
Alexa, how healthy are your vitamins?
Hold on. I was doing something else. What?
Are vitamins a sham?
Did you enjoy my beatboxing?
Hello, so let us bring the show to a mighty, mighty close by bringing in our We Didn't Take a Survey segment. So what happens is when we propose these ridiculous thoughts on the show, we say we didn't take a survey. In other words, that we have no statistics at all whatsoever to prove what we're saying. So then, in order to prove a ridiculous statement like we shouldn't buy mac and cheese if we're out of the house or at a restaurant, we ask people like our good friends at do you know how to look that up? Of course you don't, because I messed up the word. So you're going to hear Nerds Without Pants. They're our video game podcast. They're very smart and a lot more mature than us. Patrick is an insane person. I call him Bizarro Deepu. They're the same, but opposites. I have one thing to add in this survey, because mac and cheese not being bought at a restaurant has been one of the more frustrating issues on the show. Okay, the point is, in this, you're going to hear... I think Angela talks about how if they have an elaborate mac and cheese, It does not matter how elaborate your mac and cheese is. All you have to do is put the crap in a bucket. In a hot bucket. That's all you have to do to make the most elaborate mac and cheese. It is not like a tiramisu or a I don't know, some other complicated thing to cook. It's a ridiculous mac and cheese. You just put the mac in there, you put the cheese in there, stir. Unless you think stirring is complicated, it's not a complicated, elaborate thing. You can, if you name all the ingredients and then all you need to do is put them in a pile, then that's very easy. Okay? So listen to this interview. It's funnier and much less serious than my intro to it.
All right, this is Julian, Patrick, and Angela from the Nerds Without Pants podcast answering another set of questions from the Let's Start a Cult podcast. Number one, well, this isn't really a question so much as it is a statement. Mac and cheese should be only made at home and not bought from a restaurant. Thoughts?
False.
What? Okay, hold on. Some places make a some places make a real good elaborate mac and cheese, mm-hmm. and I think that's fine. But if you're talking like literally just the macaroni and the cheese and nothing
that's nasty
special, like there's not like jalapeno or something else crazy going on in there that you can't do at home, what is the point?
Yeah, like you go out for the crumbs. You go out for the lobster that's inside the mac and cheese. I'm going for those green onions.
There's usually something better on the menu, but there's nine times out of
there's one place in Chicago that's like known for its like mac and cheese, like it's like the favorite on the menu at Lady Gregory's, which is a pretty cool place. But you know,
but what
most
is the plus one
is.
Here? Like, why would I not? Why would I do that instead of throwing a box of Kraft into a pot and just because that's delicious?
It's all right. I actually just started getting into that Hamburger Helper, which they give you the mac and cheese and then the burger stuff. So that's pretty
good,
too.
No, that's a different thing. No,
it is.
We're talking about mac and cheese. And I will say that in Austin at Kirby Lane Cafe, like they do a really mean pulled pork with mac and cheese that's pretty tasty. But I love me some Blue Box Kraft.
Yep.
Like that's kind of my go-to. So
Velveeta if you're feeling ritzy.
Yeah. I like Kraft. I like the Blue Box.
Oh, I do too. That's my 9 times out of 10 box, but the Velveeta is good once in a while too.
My mom used to work at Kraft, so we used to get free boxes of that or like stuff like it. Like the Kraft spaghetti is my favorite, and I still have boxes of it to this day in my cabinet. But the mac and cheese I heard recently actually has like a really bad ingredient that for you that like it causes cancer at high percentages or something like that. I forgot exactly what it was, but
they took it out. So
really?
That's good.
Yeah, you're good.
Nice.
Yeah.
Although, I've had more cravings since I heard that, and I started eating more mac and cheese. I was ashamed to say.
Boy, let's be fair, we're all getting cancer.
Yeah.
Yeah, at least it's much more likely since they told me.